First of all, can I get your name?
Frederick Dwyer Samuel.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So I understand you came to Nain on the Hamutik W?
Last week when the plane were not flying.
So you mentioned that your crew is still in Happy Valley Goose Bay.
I have a colleague that's going to come on the boat.
Who do you work for and what are you doing in town?
Yeah, I'm a master's student at the University of Montreal. I'm working with a project that's called Food, Fire and Ice, which is looking at the impact of forest fires in Nunatsiavut and mostly around Postville and Nain. So one of the part of the project I'm working on is about Inuit knowledge and land use. So I've been conducting interviews last year, people in both communities, and now I'm holding follow-up meetings. So I try to reach out to the people I interviewed, but also everyone who's interested to present the results a little bit and then get their feedbacks or comments or what they'd like to change or add about the results while the study is still ongoing.
So it's ongoing?
Yeah.
Would you know about how many interviews you did last year?
I think I did around 30 or 40 interviews, a little bit more in here than in Postville.
So how did that go with the interviews?
That went well. Forest fires are important to people. It's a good source of wood, and a lot of people go there for a lot of different reasons. So it was nice to see how people relate to the fires and everything people knew about how they affect themselves, but also the environment and animals and all that.
So I understand that you will be having a follow-up meeting?
Yeah, the main meeting I'm holding in Nain is Wednesday. It will be at 7 p.m. in the NG boardroom. I'm also holding probably at least another one. The date is still not set because we also have field work. But if you're interested in attending a meeting or just discussing the results and you're not available on Wednesday, you can just give me a call at the research center / community freezer at 2380. We have a lot of time. We're here till probably Sunday or Saturday. So there's always a possibility to figure something out if you're interested.
So what else did you guys find out since you start doing research?
We did field work 2 years ago, last year, and we're finishing this year. We've seen a lot of things. So I've been looking mostly in the Inuit knowledge part that I don't want to talk too much before I'm done with the meetings. The thing we've done on the sites themselves, I was looking mostly at plant regeneration. We've seen a lot of difference between how the plants are looking in the burns and outside. But it looks like the small plants are coming back faster than the trees, for example. Lucas Berholt, which is another grad student who is working on trees, I've found that most people here know it takes a long time for trees to come back as dense as they were before on the burns, which is different from what happens in a lot of the boreal forest down south. Yifeng is also looking at what happens in the ground.
Would you like to add anything else?
Yeah, I'll have hot beverages and a little snacks and a participation prize.
So I'd like to thank you for coming by to our studio today to give us information about your research. And I'll probably speak to your coworker when she arrives. Thank you again.
Yeah, thank you.
And have a good day.
You too.